Direct response ads have become a fixture on local network and cable television over the last 20 years, and many of them owe their remarkable success to our next guest. Joseph Gray is CEO of RevShare, and the company's way of structuring ads means advertisers only pay for their media on the basis of consumer response. That takes some major variables out of the equation and a lot of the risk out of a media buy. We are delighted to welcome Joseph Gray to Sky Radio. Joseph, hi. Thanks for being part of the program.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me here today, and hello to everyone listening. It's great to be here on Sky Radio.
Let's talk about RevShare's model. How do you benefit television advertisers today who are either thinking of utilizing direct response or who are already doing so?
Well, Carol, let me set the stage. The current way that television stations and agencies are working together has been challenged by a variety of technologies that are really just wreaking havoc with the way television is delivered and viewed. Whether consumers are skipping past commercials today or consuming TV differently, none of that really has to create uncertainty and division between the advertisers and the stations. It just means we all have to think outside the box and change the way we do business. What we at RevShare refer to as cost-per-action advertising is a more timely solution that enables advertising business despite what technology brings. We've created a breakthrough hybrid model which incorporates direct response, traditional viewership measurement, and cost-per-action. And we've built this over a number of years. At this point in our company's history, we're trading millions of dollars worth of scatter market inventory television time, and we're doing it across 1,500 television properties. The model's really just taking off, and simply put, advertisers love the accountability. Carol, the main question we typically hear from advertisers is, hey, I already have an agency, so why do I need RevShare? I always point out that RevShare is not an agency. We're a CPA television network, and we work collaboratively with agencies. The agencies rely on us because we have the ability to distribute media across thousands of local broadcasts and cable systems. We do this across both the United States and Canada. It's very efficient, very cost-effective, and agencies love it because it's really hard to do this given the large number of TV properties we're talking about. And next year with digital multicasting, we're going to have something like 30,000 local channels to deal with. These types of local media placements are not achievable within an agency's normal time constraints. So whether an advertiser is looking to reach an English or Hispanic viewer, RevShare provides reach into areas that have traditionally been real difficult for advertisers and agencies to get to. You know, when we work with our agency partners on a new campaign, we always run an ad views report. Now, this shows which media properties they're currently running on. Now, generally, most campaigns are running on less than 10% of our network. That means that 90% of the reach that RevShare provides is not being utilized. So in doing this, we never disrupt the media that the agency's placing, but instead we add to it. Now, considering RevShare reaches over 110 million households, we represent a significant untapped opportunity for even the largest television advertisers. Even if you don't consider yourself a direct response advertiser, you know, let's say you're a brand advertiser looking for a more cost-effective way to work with local media and you want to extend your reach, our new CPA metrics technology can report the effective cost per point of a CPA schedule. This is very similar to how many are executing traditional direct response buys and posting up against Nielsen to make their buys more efficient, understand the economics. So as long as we can put some kind of response element in the campaign, be it an 800 number, web address, or even a way for consumers to respond via mobile text messaging, you know, we can run your campaign on our network.
Now, your RevShare business model seems to eliminate a lot of the variables that concern all the players in television advertising, monetizing the scatter market inventory for broadcasters and providing better accountability and metrics for the advertisers.
The whole industry is changing very rapidly. By the end of the decade, with the government's upcoming digital television mandate, every broadcast station is going to have the ability to broadcast multiple channels of programming. If you think about how many stations we're talking about, it just illustrates how fast and how substantially television's fragmenting. Models like RevShare are really leading the way in making it feasible and easy for both advertisers and agencies to engage in the trade of this inventory. If your listeners would like more information, Carol, they can visit our website at RevShare.com. That's R as in Rick, E V as in Victor, share.com.
Joseph, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol. Pleasure being here today.
Joseph Gray, he's CEO of RevShare, and we reached him in their offices in Temecula, California.